I want to talk to you on the power of prayer with praise. The power of prayer with praise. Or, if you want to, the power of praise in prayer. Or you may say, the power of prayer and praise. Whichever way you take it. There are many persons who have not discovered the power of prayer and praise. Or the power of prayer with praise. Or the power of praise in prayer. You need to understand it. Many times we have approached the throne of God with bitterness, anger, and malice. Some persons, you think they are praying, but they are really quarreling with God. God, why have you not given me a wife? Why have you not given me a husband? Why have you not given me a child? Why have you not given me a job? Why have you not done this? Why have you not done that? It's a lie. They are not praying. They are quarreling with their maker. And that's why they prayed and their lips are peeled and they have no answer still. Because they need to learn what it means when the psalmist writer said, I will enter his gates. And I will enter his house and court with praises. But many persons enter into their prayer closet with complaint. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't know what God is doing over there. I don't know why he has not given me this. God did not see my husband that is treating me this way. God did not see what my boss is doing to me. And sometimes some people talk to God as if God is a house helper. There are some of us very rude to God. Even the way we talk to God, we will not talk to our bosses in the office. We dare not talk to the policeman on the road. He will use his boot to clean up your teeth. Many of us will never open our mouth and talk to a soldier. You just use the back of the gun and mash up your head. But when we come to God, we talk to God as if God is just a little boy. Many persons don't go into the presence of God with reverence, with smile, appreciation. You remember the songwriter who says, count your blessings. And it will surprise you. But many of us don't count our blessings. We only count our miseries. We count our disappointments. We count all the bad words. Today, I do pray that your prayer life will be transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. We're looking at the Bible on the power of prayer and praise. The first picture we see is in 2 Chronicles. Quickly open your Bible. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, reading from verses 1 to 30, that's what I plan to do, but we can still read part of it. And it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon-Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Watch it now. And proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered together themselves together to ask help of the Lord. What were they asking for?
Help.
Somebody shout help.
Help.
Somebody please shout help. Judah gathered together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new courts and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of heavens? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and do what? And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out, which thou hast given us to inherit. Oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes. I didn't hear you. Come on, say it loud. Our eyes are upon thee. Say so. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you. Look up here. This is not from Pastor Odi. This is not from your bishop. This is from the Lord. Amen. Can you say amen, please?
Amen.
I'd like to have a better amen, please.
Amen.
Any of you afraid to say amen?
Amen?
Because, you know, when the sisters and our sister and our brother were, when they were praying, and I wasn't getting a good amen. Let me tell you, anytime you say amen, you tell the devil, where? Back out. And anytime somebody is praying, you say amen, You are telling the devil, I am in agreement for your defeat. Shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Give me one more time.
Amen.
Thank you. Look at it here. It says, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Please look at somebody's face and tell them, the battle is not yours, please. But it's of God. Look for somebody, please. Make sure you see some. Look at somebody's face and say, the battle is not yours. Please tell somebody, the Lord say, I should tell you to do that right now. The Lord say, I should tell you to do it right now. The battle is not yours. That thing you are going through is not yours. The Lord is going to give you victory this night. You are overcoming this night. The battle is not yours. That battle in your marriage, the battle in your place of work, that battle on your head is not yours. It's not yours. With God, and because you have covenant with God, you are a victor. Shout hallelujah. belong to you. You only need to obey him and believe him. He will do the work. There are only two things: obey him and believe him, and leave the rest with him. How he will work it out is not your business. Only obey him and believe him. Whatever he says, do it. How the water will turn to wine, it was in the business of Mary. Mary told those servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. How the lame will walk, how the blind will see, how the deaf and the dumb will be healed, it's not your business. Just do it. When he said, lay your hands upon the sick, don't ask any question. Just lay your hands on the sick and take authority over the works of the devil. Then go and do it. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. The battle is not yours. I said the battle is not yours. Listen, verse 16. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they come out by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brooks, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need. Please take your, if you have a red pen, take your red pen or marker and mark it. Did you hear what I said now? Look at what is there. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, all Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Tell somebody near you, fear not. Touch somebody and tell him, fear not. Come and tell another person, fear not. You don't have to fear. All you need is faith and not fear. Fear is of the people outside there. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't have to fear. Just have faith in him. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. He say, this is interesting. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathite and of the children of Kohathite stood up to praise the Lord. Take note of that word. To praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice. Lord of mercy. This is interesting. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and hear me, O Jerusalem. Listen to it. I love this. Believe in the Lord your God. I told you before, there's only one thing I'm going to ask you. Just believe and obey. And then you will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see the goodness of the Lord in your life. Don't ask me, Pastor, what is the mechanism? What is the chemistry? I don't know. But one thing I know, if he said it, he will do it. If God says it, he will do it. All you need to do, believe him, obey him, and walk with him. And you will see the effects. Let me just finish this one. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be what? Established. Listen to me. When Jesus said in John 14, he said, believe in God, believe also in me. If it were not so, believe in your God. Don't doubt. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at whatever has been said by other people. Don't follow your feeling. Don't follow what your mind says. Believe what God says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a jot or a tittle shall pass from his promises. If he said it, he will do it. All you need to do, believe him, obey him. He will see them. You see it. That's why I say, listen. Do you know what it means for three nations wanting to fight a small nation? The Moabites and the Seir, and there are three countries all ganged up. And they said, Jehoshaphat, you are dead. And Jehoshaphat did not consult the military officers, neither the police commissioner. He went into the sanctuary of the Lord to report the matter to God. Brethren, we may not sit in the House of Parliament. We may not have members of the Senate right here. We may not have any member of them who rule the nation. But on our knees, he that establishes king will hear our voice. And I believe when we go to the Lord in prayer, he will not give us less than our desire. Listen to me. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But here is a battle before Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat said, before all the people, say, listen, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophet, so shall he prosper. Come on, look at the next one. Make sure you are looking at your Bible. Look at it. Verse 21. And when he has consulted with the people, he appointed warriors. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. He appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Look at verse 22. Please read with me. And when they began to sing to praise the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, against the children of Moab, against the Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were all smitten. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the news. If you will praise God in time of your trouble, in time of adversity, God will set ambushment for your enemies in Jesus' name. I say, in time of trouble, in time of warrior, in time of pain, in time of discouragement, and you are able to praise God, God will set ambushment against your enemies in Jesus' name. This is where the problem is. Many of us, we look at the strength of our enemy, and we don't look at the strength of our God. If we will look at the strength of our God, if we will trust in our God and obey him and believe him, all you need to do is to sing a song of praise, and your enemy will be crawling before you. You know, it pains my heart. Many of you know I've always said this. When I see Christians who are intimidated by the enemy, either by devil or his agents. There's no reason why a true child of God should be afraid of magicians, or be afraid of those in the secret society, or be afraid of those that practice Obia, or be afraid of anyone that practices divination, necromancy, or all kinds of witchcraft. No reason. Because the Bible said, if God be for us, I didn't hear you. If God be for us, if God be with us, I said, if God be in us, if God be for us, if God be with us, if God be in us, who is he, who is she that can be against us? Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Whoosh. Brethren, it is important we understand the place of praise in prayer. In spiritual warfare, many persons have failed in their spiritual warfare because they have neglected the place of praise in prayer. I would have loved to show you more, but I have made up my mind that I will not be closing this school late. But I want you to think of what you are going to praise God for this night. I do believe, even as I pray for you before, God is doing something already. Some of you have received your miracle already. But we are going to spend some few time. I've not even finished my material, not even halfway. But just because I don't want you to go home late. That's just my own way. We are going to spend some time to praise God. But something you need to realize about Jesus. When Jesus prays, whenever he prays or he's praying, you observe some pattern in his prayer. He's always giving praise to his Father. Never go into the presence of God with complaint in your mouth. Never go into the presence of God frowning your face, expressing bitterness and disappointment. The problem with many of us is that we have not realized that there are some things God permits in order to bring us into his divine purpose. There are some things God allows in your life. And those things could be painful sometimes. But his intention is to bring you to his divine purpose. Let me hear somebody praise him. I say, let me hear somebody praise him. I will need to show you more next time we come. But let me just look at the prayer of Jesus and then we pray. Look at Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. It says, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see that verses 9 and 10, they are all hallowing God, honoring God, exalting God. No request is made. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, honored be thy name, holy be thy name, worship be to thy name. Are you following what he says there? And then if you go down a little bit, verse 13, he now said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Watch it again in the closing of the prayer. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the prayer principle of Jesus, he starts with praise and ends also with what? Praise. In the middle, he puts his request in the middle. And so therefore, follow the same principle and you will win. I say, follow the same principle, you will do what? You will win. Start your prayer with praise. Count your blessings before you bring your complaint. Yes, your child, your son, your daughter is becoming rebellious. Yes, your husband is abusive. Your wife is becoming disobedient. Yes, but don't take that as a greeting point for God. Start with praising Him. Think about the goodness of God around you. Start with that and then bring the requests. After that, praise Him again, believing that what you have told Him, He has the power to do it. Let me hear somebody praise Him. Stand on your feet. When next you come, I will go back to that story of Jehoshaphat to show you that God gave him victory. And not that only God gave him victory, God also gave him, listen to me, prosperity as a result of victory. And I trust God. Hey, somebody must come here next time and testify of the goodness of God. Amen. I didn't hear you. Amen. I said, somebody must come here and say, truly, God has broken the backbone of poverty in my life. Even though they say there's austerity, they say there's a recession, you will not see recession in Jesus' name. I say, you will not see recession in Jesus' name. Lift up your hand and begin to talk to the Lord. Go ahead and talk to the Lord right now. And say, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. You are a good God.